is Bruce Hall, Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Welcome to the show. If you have a message or you want to talk to us, give us a call, 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Use the Twitter hashtag BH Sports or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Bruce Hall Sports. Bruce, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Matt, it's good to have you on the show today. Roy may be with us a little bit later. We're actually taping the show today on Friday at 11 a.m. And Roger Federer has just defeated Djokovic, the number one seed in the Wimbledon, by a score of 6-3, 3-6, 6-4, 6-3, a big upset. But a lot of people thought Federer had a shot, especially on the surface. I was watching it when I was on my way over here to record the show, and it was a great tennis match. I got to say this. This kid looked a little nervous, and Federer did not. And Roger Federer is one hell of a tennis player. I mean, I haven't been a big tennis fan since Jimmy Connors, Bjorn Borg, you know, all of those guys, back in the 70s, 80s, Arthur Ashe. I was a big Arthur Ashe fan. You know, he's the first African-American tennis player to actually, you know, win some major titles. Did a whole lot of great things. And, of course, unfortunately died of AIDS because he was HIV positive, infected from a transfusion that he got when he had a regular operation, a standard operation, I think, on his knee. And that was before they knew, you know, how to check it. So that was sad. But anyway, tennis has never been that big of a deal for me. And I know anything.
To me, right now, you are the biggest tennis fan I've ever met because you know more than the names of two players.
Well, you know, I liked women's tennis. I love Chris Evert. I love Martina Navratilova. I even liked the Shriver girl from Baltimore. She was a hell of a tennis player. She was like 6'2", member of the Kennedy clan. Great tennis player. There have been some I forget the name of the girl that got stabbed in the back by some irate German neo-Nazi. She was very good. Monica Seles. And she used to scream. She was the one that started the the grunting when they hit the ball. And, you know, to be honest with you, when you hit a ball, it's such a release of energy. Something's got to come out. Obviously, you'd rather have it come out of their mouth than the other end because, you know, that could create with the really good technology we have today, you might actually be able to hear some of those things.
Plus, those skirts are kind of flimsy, and you just see them flap up and down every time.
Well, and plus, you know, they could get
all right. Moving on.
Yeah, exactly. They could get discolored. Anyway, we're gonna do our best here without Roy. Roy is an integral part of our show. I love Roy for a number of reasons. Number one, he's a great kid. Number two, he's one of my best friend's sons. Number three, he knows a lot about most sports, or at least he tries to act like he does. And to be honest with you, I'd say 99% of the sports talk community pretend they know something about sports. I happen to be one of the 1%. You know, my opinion matters. I've been around forever. I'm 58 going on 158 when it comes to sports. I would say my most favorite. I would say my most favorite. You know, the nice thing about that, Matt, is you can cut that out at the end of this.
Check.
The nice thing about what I do know about sports is I go back into the 60s with sports. I was paying attention to sports from the time my father passed away until now. That was 1964, May 1964, and because I always had a television in front of me. I always had a newspaper. Of course, there are no newspapers anymore, just things that look like their newspapers.
Leaflets.
Now, I got to tell you something. I got the Baltimore Sun sports page in my hand right now. The Baltimore Sun does a great job with their sports page. The New York Daily News has a good sports page. The New York Post has a good sports page. The Washington Post sucks with its sports page. The Washington Times sucks with its sports page. In Washington, we're better off going to Richmond and getting a paper or going to Virginia Beach, excuse me, Virginia Beach to get a newspaper. We're much better off doing anything besides reading a Washington Post or a Washington Times if you like sports. Our local newspaper, you know, that we have in the Northern Virginia area that is a free newspaper, you can go pick it up, has more high school sports in it than both the Post and the Times combined.
Well, it's not just our newspapers around here. It's the radio and TV because we happen to be under the regime of little Danny Boy who likes to basically
control everything,
hire everybody, and
now,
fire
anybody.
Now, with
Danny Boy, you're referring to Dan Snyder, correct?
Yes.
Are you referring to Dan Snyder?
So that's why it's affected, you know, our TV coverage, our radio coverage, and if you say something that he doesn't like, you get sued, and, you know, your company can't afford to defend you, you're out on the
Now,
on the
for those of you that think that Matt's making this up, he's not. There was a small periodical in town.
That was a national story.
Yeah,
so
it became a national story because it was so ridiculous. You know, these guys basically printed something that was true. And it was
a lot of things that were true.
And it was almost a joke. And Snyder literally sued this small newspaper in Washington, D.C. that couldn't really afford to, to defend itself financially. The problem when you get a billionaire suing you is he's got $1 billion at least. That's the key about being a billionaire, which means that he can throw $1 million into some stupid lawsuit where you've got to hire somebody and spend at least $100,000 to defend yourself in a decent way. And that's what happened in that case. Now, he did drop the lawsuit.
Yeah, but you also look at the TV news reporters who are, you know, most of them have either done work or are working for that organization. So it's kind of like, how do you...
I disagree. I'm going to tell you this. Now, you're right. A couple of them maybe
would
did.
Really, would you trust a political reporter that was employed by the president?
No, but hardly anybody's been employed by Snyder because he hires idiots to begin with. Most of our sports people in the Washington area end up somewhere else. We're very lucky to still have Chick Hernandez. He's on Comcast Sportsnet, but he started out on Channel 5. He was on Fox, and we've had great guys on Fox. We had Steve Buckhantz, who now is the voice of the Washington Wizards, he and Phil Chenier, for the past 10, 15 years. He was a phenomenal anchor on Channel 5. We had Lindsay Zarniak on Channel 4 the past, 5 years? She took off for ESPN. She's gone. We lost... a big redheaded kid with a big head. I'm trying to think of his name. Dave Feldman just left for Comcast out in San Francisco. And it's kind of neat. A lot of the San Francisco sports writers don't even know Feldy yet. They call me. Now, the New York guys I'm not as familiar with. But I'll tell you what, I'm sure New York has one of my they've got some of the best guys that do sports shows up there.
That's what I would like to know is, maybe not just in the city, but, you know, in the surrounding areas, do you have the same situation that we have in Washington where the owners kind of
control the
control
deal?
Control it, not just access, but control by employing some of the reporters.
That generally doesn't happen.
It doesn't
because you're talking about with the Redskins, Matt.
But
you're talking about Sonny Jurgensen, Sam Huff, who nobody wants anyway, and you're talking about Larry Michael, who nobody wants anyway. Guys are terrible.
When the Redskins control their TV coverage, they hire different reporters to cover it. So that's why they have Redskins shirt on. Remember they had
That's not true. That's not true. You're mistaken. But I will say this. They do try not to rock the boat, most of them. And the reason they do is because they don't get access if they rock the boat. There are guys that have been made persona non grata by the Redskins. Hey, something to say? Say it.
All right. So I just want to know, in New York, does this happen? If you want to chime in, I want you to tell us what is different in the New York market by giving us a call. 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Leave us a message anytime you want. We'll play it on the next week's show. Or you can also get us on the Twitter hashtag BHSports. Facebook.com/BruceHallSports and BruceHallSports@gmail.com.
Now, you have something to say?
Yeah, I sure do. For the first time in generations, Matthew, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be back in a minute.
My own and me, not as good as we've been. Is it dirty, is it clean? No, my care, my coat, leave on a high note. There's nowhere to go, there's nowhere to go. Take it slow, take it easy on me. Just a lie, just a lie.